When the city council passed the Tobacco 21 ordinance by a 6-to-1 vote on December 15th, one of the big topics of discussion was whether it would actually have an impact on keeping cigarettes out of the hands of people under 21. According to Jacob Jones, a 20-year-old student at the University of Missouri and a smoker, it hasn't.
From people I've talked to and people that I know that smoke, this law has not kept them from smoking. It just has caused them to travel further distances to get the tobacco products that they use and smoke.
So for Jones, that means he's spending more money outside city limits.
Just like with anybody that smokes, really the only place that I buy tobacco is at gas stations. And it's usually when I go in to get gas. So if I'm driving 10 miles south of town to Ashland to a gas station to get cigarettes, I'm going to fill up my tank there.
Jones estimates he spends around $100 a week that he would be spending in Columbia outside of the city because of this ordinance. There's no current estimate on the financial impact of the ordinance, but City Council member Ian Thomas believes the benefits outweigh the economic impact.
I think we all felt that that downside was vastly more than compensated by the overall public health benefit of a lot of under 21s who I believe will not take the trouble to travel outside city limits.
And that may be true. According to Dr. Kevin Everett of the University of Missouri Health System, Needham, Massachusetts instituted a Tobacco 21 ordinance in 2007, and since then, the high school smoking rate there has decreased by 50%. But in order for the ordinance to be truly effective, it will need to be enforced. Columbia is relying on a complaint-based system to enforce the policy, and so far, there has not been a complaint made or citation issued from the Columbia Police Department. This is very different than the enforcement in Evanston, Illinois, which instituted a Tobacco 21 ordinance in October. Here's Evanston's 4th Ward Alderman, Don Wilson.
We do have what I'll call enforcement, so the police will go out and check to make sure that businesses who are selling those kinds of products are compliant. So, essentially what that is, they'll send in an underage person to buy it, and they'll see if they check the IDs and that. So,
attempting to purchase cigarettes, even if you are under the age of 21, is not illegal. The statute puts the entire burden on the merchant. It is perfectly legal for those 18 to 21 to consume and possess the products listed in the ordinance. Because of that, some people don't even leave Columbia to purchase tobacco. Here's Jones again.
I'll usually try to get access to tobacco somewhere in Columbia, whether it be through a friend or just going in and kind of banking on the attendant not carding me.
To test how well stores in Columbia enforce the ordinance, I accompanied Jacob to 6 places that sell tobacco. Out of those, 4 ID'd him and denied him cigarettes. 2, however, didn't ask for identification and sold him tobacco products, including cigarette papers and cigarillos. Ron Leone is the executive director of the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. He's not surprised that enforcement has been an issue.
When you have 21 in Columbia and 18 across the rest of the state, there's inevitably going to be mistakes on behalf of the consumer and on behalf of the retailer, and that's why we made the argument to the city council to not change the age.
For now, there are no plans to change the way Columbia enforces the Tobacco 21 ordinance. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.